Hi there, I'm Shane Spears, and welcome to another edition of Summit Scale, beaming out to you from the beautiful city of Bath in the UK. My guest today is Livia Genvey. Livia, a very warm welcome. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
Brilliant. For those of you that don't know her, Livia is a coach, speaker, author, and entrepreneur. And Livia comes from a business background of 20 plus years of corporate consulting experience, working for various large US national and international multi-billion dollar corporations and privately owned companies, and helping each increase organizational growth and profits. She spent the last decade coaching entrepreneurs, small business owners, and corporate professionals in empowering their businesses and life. And she specializes in coaching business leaders in how to develop effective leadership skills to increase productivity and performance. And she holds a bachelor's degree in psychology and a master's in business. Wow, it's brilliant. Livia, title of our interview today is Empowering Today's Leaders, and we have 5 minutes for the interview. If you're ready, I'll start the clock.
I am ready.
So how can you be an effective leader in business?
It's about you really getting into your zone of genius. I know in the book Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, he talks about how a lot of us tend to be in our zone of excellence, and it's really effective and really productive to enhance your performance to get into a zone of genius. And that means for a leader in a business is that figure out what is your zone of genius and then delegate everything else to the experts. There might be something you're really excellent about, but there obviously is someone in your organization as a leader that you can delegate to them and they can just run with it. And they are usually experts in that area and it's their zone of genius. And it makes it just much more easier as a leader in a business to just be much higher in your productivity and your performance every single day when you take that stuff off your plate.
How would you describe the difference between excellence and genius?
I would say the area of excellence is that you're good at it, but it's still a little bit of like difficult to kind of get through. You know, you're having to drink a lot more coffee. It's not something you're excited about. Yeah. But when you're in your zone of genius, this is that area where you're just excited about. Like you might go for hours without even eating or sleeping because it's something that you really enjoy doing. And every single one of us has our own specific zone of genius. And you know it when it is something that you can do it without, you know, thinking about it. You just enjoy doing it.
Right. And so similarly, how can we be an effective leader in our personal life?
It's to really spend time in the things that is important to you in your personal life. I find it often with a lot of the leaders that I work with is that they get really focused on their businesses and their careers, but they lack a focus on areas in their personal life that actually is very important to them. It's very much as a leader to be effective. It's to also focus on those areas in your personal life, like your family, maybe like travel, fun time, making sure that you really plug that into your life so that it really fills you up and keeps you motivated and moving forward. Because being 100% focused on your career, it can be draining after a while if you're not also including those things that are really important to you in your personal life as well.
Right. And you talk about, why is everyone a leader?
Well, the true definition of a leader is someone who manages other people. So that is a huge spectrum where it could be you are a parent, you're managing your children. You could be working in an office, you're managing your coworkers. You could also be someone who is an adult managing your, you know, elderly parent. Everyone in life, by definition, is a leader when you're helping take care and manage other people. It could be even just managing a little league team. Yeah. Everyone is considered a leader in my mind.
Right. And why are our leaders burning out? What's going on there?
They're burning out because they tend to focus more on filling up and taking care of others as opposed to taking care of themselves first. And one of the analogies I really like to use is that when you're flying and you're about to take off, the flight attendants give that usual speech of like when the oxygen tank, you know, when the oxygen in the flight starts to go down, there's going to be masks that come down from the ceiling, and make sure that you put that mask on yourself first as opposed to you putting it others. And I find that with leaders, they forget about they should be putting an oxygen mask on themselves first as opposed to doing it to others instead.
And why is that so important to know?
It's really important to know because As a leader, if you are not getting what you need to keep you moving every single day, you burn out and you're not able to lead those that you are meant to lead and take care of. So, for example, if you are an owner of a business and you are spending so much time focusing on helping out your team and then also trying to spend time focusing on taking care of your family, but you're not bringing in stuff into your life, say like the personal stuff that you really enjoy, like having fun, this is depleting your personal oxygen tank. So by the end of the year, you could be just completely depleted. And that results to making poor decisions in business. That results to some health issues as well. So as a leader, it's really important to make sure that you are taking your care of yourself first, so that you can be effective as a leader to take care of others.
Right. And what's the top advice you would give to a developing leader today?
The top advice I give to a developing leader today is to really hone down and understand, like, what is it that you're really good at, and then figure out who you can bring on to help you do everything else.
Right.
I think a lot of leaders think that they can do everything, but no, there's something that as we got to that zone of excellence that you're excellent about, but figure out what you're really good at and then figure who's the right type of team members to bring in who are going to do everything else for you.
Brilliant. Livia, sadly, we've come to the end of our time. Brilliant stuff. Folks, for more resources, check out Livia's website, www.gemvconsulting.com, and the link will be below the video. Livia, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it as well. Have a great one.
Thanks for checking out our Summit Scale podcast. If you like what we're doing here, please head over to iTunes and subscribe, rate us and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. And if you want to learn more about the work we do or are looking for a load of free resources to help with scaling your business, check out our website, www.summitleader.com.